Happy Sabbath, church family. Praise the Lord. Has God been good to you? Praise the Lord. I just want to thank Elder Stewart and all those who led out this morning. As we lift up Jesus, the Lord is good. I have a few things I want to just share with you. I did see Sister Vivian, right? I saw her earlier.
Yes.
All right. Just want to welcome her back. As most of us know, she's been on a mission. You know, she does that every year, right? She loves doing those mission trips. And as you heard, Sister Hilton is now recovering. And we thank the Lord. And the Lord, she had that surgery this morning, and the Lord just preserved her life, and we thank the Lord. So keep praying for her as she recovers from this surgery. Brother, as you heard announced, Brother Price's funeral service will be this coming Wednesday. The information regarding the where it's going to be held. Elder Wilton, maybe we can put that on the website so people can go and see where the funeral home will be. The funeral starts at 1 with a viewing and then officially at 2 for the service. All right? And the funeral home is going to be in Allen, Texas. And you can go to our website and we'll put it up there for you. Let's support Sister Maria and Brother Giovanni and continue to pray for them, all right? I see some people here. I just can't see you here and not recognize you. Brother Jerome, good to see you, man. Praise the Lord. You're in the house of the Lord. All right, you and your wife and your children. Sister Barbara, praise the Lord. Good to see you. Good to see you. Sister Tina, happy Sabbath to you. Praise the Lord. Glad that you're here to be here with your husband. Praise the Lord. All right. And to everyone in our family here, who am I missing? Sister Stacy, that's true. I haven't seen you in a little while. Sister Stacy, good to have you back. All right. In God's house, praise the Lord. Glad to see you. And for those who are visiting us for the first time, I just want to extend a hearty welcome to you. And let me see your hands for the first time you're visiting Garland here today. Well, I tell you what. Hey. Well, maybe you're online here as well. I see some hands there. Praise the Lord. Be welcome. And if you're joining us online as well, be welcome. And for all of our members and friends, isn't it a wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, God is really good. He's truly a good God. I don't know if I might have missed it, but we still have the Mother's Day event tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, I heard yes. All right, it's going to be a little bit on the wet side. All right, but we'll just keep you informed, okay? We'll keep you informed. But I do want to just say to all the mothers that you are, what a way to express how much we appreciate you. You heard the children this morning? Yeah, I did hear a lot of food going around. And I can tell you, Mommy, you're blessed with a lot of good food. I miss it. But we do appreciate all of our mothers. They're so dear to us. You know that. All right? And so today, just remember, our mothers, that God loves you. And he has a purpose for you, and just continue to stay close to him, okay?
Amen,
amen. All right. I'm going to invite you just to, let's all turn our minds to the word of the Lord here. Let's get our Bibles out. And I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 8. Are you with me? Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. All I'm doing today, I feel led by the Holy Spirit, is just to continue our discussion from last time. And by the way, thank you so much for all of your kind words and well wishes regarding Joshua, my son, who graduated last week. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, boy. We thank the Lord. My wife and I. I tell you, and we're happy for him. And in fact, the Lord blessed in such a way. He had an interview last week, and he came out the interview, and he said to me, "Dad, they said it went well." And I said, "Well, they always try to say something nice." So let's see what happens. But we know God is in control, you know, because you want to be where God wants you to be. Let's always remember that. And so, all right, you're with me in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The Bible says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Let's bow our heads together and ask the Lord guidance. Father, thank you so much for your love and mercy, for your goodness, for your grace. Thank you so much for the companionship of the Holy Spirit, for his help in our lives each and every day. Today, Father, we desire to hear from you. We desire, Father, to be moved in a divine way. We desire today to do what you will teach us. Father, I just submit all that I am into your hands for you to guide me, for you to speak to me and through me. Father, I desire to learn from your word today, along with your people. And I ask that you just fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. So this week, we'll be able to live out what we hear. May Jesus be lifted up in our lives. May he be shared through the way we live with others, so that others might receive the blessings that he has worked so hard to provide to every single human being. There are members within our midst today who are struggling with one thing or another. And the only thing that can bring about a solution, whether it's comfort, whether it's healing, whether it's financial peace, whether it's a relationship or whatever, Father, might be the need. May we go to the source today, and may you bless us and be good to us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Each time I consider this topic, thank you, Brother Amos. Thank you so much. You know, so many people think, Elder Stewart, that when the Bible speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have to show a certain evidence of it. In the sense that you have to speak a certain way. You have to speak in certain languages that really cannot be understood. I remember being invited to a church one day. I was a little boy with my dad. And towards the end of the service, there was an altar call. And someone got my dad and bring him forward. So guess what? I had to walk up with him to this altar call. And then he was told to speak a certain way, and he would not. But I did hear many speaking around him, and I was trying to understand as a little boy, but I tell you what, it really sounded so confusing. And I thought about that, and I thought about what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Maybe what does it really look like? The more I study the Bible, I come to see that it's definitely not in the evidence of speaking in tongues as it's taught. That's simply a gift that God gives people to speak so that people can understand in their own language. Are you with me? So guess what? I don't have the gift of tongues right now. Because you speak English, and I speak English. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. It's like this preacher who shared how he went to Africa to speak in a series of sermons. And he shared with us how from the moment he stood up, he felt the Lord using him in a powerful way to where he was speaking in his own language. But the people who were listening had a different language, but they understood everything he was saying. Amen. That's a gift of tongues. In fact, when you hear the word tongues, what you should think about is simply the word language. Because that's really what's happening. And when God chooses to bless someone in that manner, he will grant them that gift. However, the more I look into this baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to take it a little bit, a step further from the last time I was here. God is not only interested in saving me. Hallelujah. He's not. He wants to save me, right? But at the same time, he wants to save others through me. Amen. That's his goal. No wonder why when Jesus was baptized in water, you remember that? Yes. The Holy Spirit came upon him like a what? Like a dove. And from that day going forward, Jesus was on a mission for saving lost people. He never needed repentance from sin. Come on, y'all. Because he never sinned. But he was sharing with humanity the example that they must live with while they're on planet Earth, heading to glory. Hallelujah. The example is, first, you have to be immersed in water for repentance from your what? All right? When you're baptized in water, God washes away all of your sins. Are you hearing me? And you might be here today, and you have never been baptized. And maybe God is speaking to your heart right now to say, you know what? Do you want your sins washed away? Or do you want to die with them? Are you with me? And Jesus is saying, I have made a covenant with my Father and with the Holy Spirit. This is the way we will save sinful humanity. Person is baptized by water, but then the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, right? When a person is baptized, the Bible is very clear, the Holy Spirit comes to work in their lives. And that work is not a work of a day. That work, yes, is going to begin. Are you with me? But that work is for a lifetime. And the work is not just for you. The work is through you. Come on, y'all. It's a dual work. I touched mainly on the work in us last time. Now I want to focus on what God wants to do through us. In this text, we see where Jesus had given them a promise, right? For them to gather, and then something will happen to them. And now the text here, I want to read it with you again. It says, but you shall receive what? Stop. Power. You shall receive power. Would you say Jesus lived his life with power? Come on, y'all. He did. You shall receive power. The word there used for power is the word dunamis. It's the word that we get the word dynamite from. Are you with me? How powerful is a dynamite? Very powerful, right? I mean, it blows up stuff. Come on, y'all. A dynamite is very, very powerful. The Holy Spirit is like a dynamite. Come on, y'all. I tell you, there's some bad habits that needs to be blown up. When the Holy Spirit is going to work, he doesn't want to go to work with leaving things behind. Come on, y'all. I like that word because we cannot do ministry. We cannot offer ourselves truth to save anybody without this work. You know, some people might talk about how talented they are. In Jesus' eyes, guess what? They're nothing. The most powerful of ministers for Jesus are always the most humblest of people. Are you with me? Because the Holy Spirit knows exactly how to use people who are willing to reach the heart of others. He knows how to do it, you know. So you might say, hey, Pastor, I find it difficult. I really find it difficult in my Christian experience to live a life where I'm engaged with others. I find it so hard trying to take care of my own life. Are you with me? It's so difficult to where I can extend myself from my home into the lives of others. How can I do this thing? And Jesus is saying, you need power. Are you with me? You can't do it. This world is a very independent and materialistic world. The environment is set up to where life is lived like this, focused on us, our needs, ourselves, our own desires, our pursuits. That is how life is structured in this world. So how can I break through that lifestyle and start to focus on others, Lord? I know that's what you'd like me to do, but I'm incapable. And Jesus said, that's a good start. In fact, that's where I want you. Do you notice all the disciples felt like they were capable? In fact, they went out to do some ministry one day and came back and said, guess what, Lord? Nothing happened. Right? Nothing happened. And Jesus was teaching them, this thing can only be done with power. With power. You know how I know this power is real? When I think about a guy like Peter, and you journey with Peter throughout the Gospels, and you see how self-centered Peter was, and then you get to the book of Acts, and you see a complete change once he received that what? That power. You know, Jesus, let me just read. It's so powerful. I kept researching, trying to find some words from Sister White regarding this particular baptism of the Holy Spirit. And she made this statement. She said, daily, speaking of Christ, daily he received a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the early hours of the new day, the Lord awakened him from his what? Slumbers, and his soul and his lips were anointed with grace, and that he might impart to others. Christ Subject Lessons 139. Daily. How about when you get up in the morning? Daily. Lord, my life is not just for me and my family, but I know you'd like me to be a blessing to someone today. Would you bless me today with a fresh baptism? The power of the Holy Spirit. What a way to start your day. Think about it. Every morning, there's someone that Jesus could use you to be a blessing, right? That can really impact their journey so that they will know the goodness and live the goodness that comes from God. And we have that amazing opportunity to be a part of that. It's a powerful experience. Let me continue the journey here. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has what? Come upon you. I'm in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you shall be witnesses. Question. Why was the power given in Acts chapter 1, verse 8? To be a what? Witness. To be a witness. The power was given for these folks to witness to others. It wasn't given so that I could receive a Mercedes Benz. Are you with me? Our six bedroom masterpiece here in Ghana. It was given for a specific purpose, to be a witness. And what is a witness? A witness is someone who is working fully on behalf of another person to carry out that person's agenda. Are you with me? And you know what? The moment we were baptized, God is counting on using us outside of ourselves to be a blessing and a witness to someone. Do you know how many people need the Lord? And we, you know, I think about Sister Yvonne, and the more I think about my Christian journey, I'm learning more and more that this Christian life is really not just about what you know. In fact, Jesus never thought much of about what you know. He's always saying, listen, what you know is just a part of the journey. What really, really sticks and means a lot to me is what you do. So many people, you'll find, know so many things about the Bible. But living the Bible is a completely different angle. And being a witness is not a part of their lifestyle. And Jesus saying, listen, if you want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and live that life, it has to include being a witness. It must do that. And I found that when I stick with individuals, even when it's tough, and that's the best time to be there, I always tell people, whenever you feel like life is really running you down and it's hard, one thing you should never do is lose a grip of your relationship with Jesus. Never do that. That's the actual time when you should grab him even more closer. Are you with me? People say, listen, I'm not coming to church because I'm going through this and that. I'm like, this is the time you need to be in church. A witness. Question. How's your witnessing? Let me just ask. Between 1 and 10, you think about your life and those people whom you have connections with. Who you can be a blessing to? How are you doing with that? With 10 being fully engaged and 1 being self-sufficient, engaged with myself. How is your witnessing? How is my witnessing? What am I doing to impact others? 1 to 10. To be baptized with the Holy Spirit means that you're engaged fully in ministry like Jesus was. Christianity is not a box you tick when they say, what's your religion? Are you with me? Not a box you tick. Christianity looks like the life of Christ. That's what it looks like. And how am I doing with that? I've learned something about ministry. When you get into ministering with other people, you must always know it's a journey. And there are going to be good times, and there are going to be bad times. Are you with me? But I've learned this valuable thing. Jesus never left those he was ministering with. He stuck with them all the way to the end. Are you with me? And it is such a blessing to see how when you start ministering to people, God will help you through that process. He'll give you the power and everything you need. You might say, Pastor, listen, I'm a shy person. Where do you need shyness in sitting down with someone one-on-one? Are you with me? Where do you need shyness in making a phone call? Sending a care package? And consistently doing it? God wants to win people through us. And so we need his power to be his witnesses. Last thing I want to share. When we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, there are some things he blesses us with, you know. He does. You remember the word baptize mean to do what? To immerse. So the more we immerse our lives with the life of Christ, there are some things that happen, you know. Turn with me to this text, Romans chapter 1. We're in Acts. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 1. And verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God, speaking of Jesus, with power to the spirit of what? Holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all generations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. When someone asks for the Holy Spirit every day, and it's a calling to be a witness, one of the best witnesses that we can bless the world with is a witness of a holy life. Are you with me? The witness of a holy what? And the Spirit is involved in that. I have people who say, Pastor Harris, I'm struggling. There's some things in my life that are not right. And I'm struggling. I want to be authentic, not just on the outside, when I go to work and I'm before people. But I truly want that kind of life to match the life when I'm in my room by myself. I'm struggling. And Jesus is saying, I have power for you. And the power is not just to make you be reconciled in and out. The power is for that reconciliation to be able to help you be a powerful witness to others. Are you with me? And so, sure enough, we struggle. But we need to go where? To the source. Sanctification, for sure, the Bible says, is not for a day. Yes, it's for a lifetime. But I believe when we get on the course with Jesus, with sanctification, that's making us holy, and we stay with him there, he has a way of changing the most sinful actions that we engage in on a daily basis. The things you would think that you could never give up, you could never live past, the solution is actually real. Come on, y'all. The solution is actually available. And the solution is powerful. These brothers, when they got up on Pentecost and they started to preach and teach, they changed the whole world, and I believe I am a recipient of what started back then. Are you with me? With these thugs. Now they are servants of Christ, witnesses of Christ, and today I am blessed by their ministry. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And today is the Holy Spirit time. Before Jesus comes back to this world, the Holy Spirit has been commissioned to this church here at Garland, to all the churches around the world, to do a work on the inside and on the outside and onto the world. Are you with me? So our relationship with the Holy Spirit is very critical. Very critical. That's why Jesus said we should ask. We should ask. And guess what? Like a father who would give good gifts to his children, how much more would he bless us with the Holy Spirit? We should ask for it. It's not a foolish thing. It's a real thing. Are you with me? Maybe someone is here today and you are saying in your heart, you know what, Lord, you know I need to change in this area. Lord, you know I'm struggling. And I need a power outside of myself because everything that I have tried has not worked up to this point. But maybe the power of the Holy Spirit can do that work. You know, as I'm saying that to you, I'm actually saying it on the inside for me. Because I stand here before you and I need it too. I need it too. But I want to see the church of God thrive. Thrive with the Holy Spirit and become more like our Savior. Is that your desire today? Is that your desire? Let me see your hand. To become more like your Savior? Praise the Lord. Let's bow your heads with me. Holy Father, how much you have blessed us. Sometimes we just take it for granted. What a sacrifice you made by giving your only Son, Jesus Christ, for the salvation of humanity. It does show us how committed you are to us, because we are your children. And it shows us how much you love us, that you stick with us, even in our sin. It's truly indescribable. And words cannot fully get to the full value of what we have received through Jesus Christ. And on top of that, Father, you not only blessed us with the joy of knowing that we can have our sins forgiven, but you have blessed us with the power of the Holy Spirit, who helps us to overcome sin and who help us to be powerful witnesses right there in our homes, right there in our workplaces, in our schools, in our church, and in our communities. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for offering us the means of overcoming sin. And then I just want to thank you along with your people with the blessing of one day knowing that we will live in a place where there will be no presence of sin. And that makes us long for the coming of Jesus. And may you burn this within our hearts and give us a new start today and a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. We ask this in the name of Jesus, that the Church of the Living God say, amen and amen. Blessings, church family.